at 7.
We are live in Contra Costa County checking how enforcement is going on this first Friday night of the indoor vaccine mandate.
Plus, a Golden State star who may be benched for home games because he's not allowed inside in the Warriors' home.
And we're keeping an eye on the air quality, which has shown signs of improving a bit over the next hour. But there's still an advisory tomorrow. We'll explain what that's about coming up.
And the man who used to run the Theranos lab tells jurors what happened when he raised a red flag about faulty blood tests and what didn't happen.
Right now at 7 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, it's the first big test of Contra Costa County's new indoor vaccine mandate as restaurants open up for their first weekend since it took effect. Now, the rules require checking COVID cards at the door and potentially turning paying customers away. Good evening. I'm Alan Martin in for Ken.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. KPIX5's Andrea Nakano is live at Todos Santos Plaza in downtown Concord to show us how things are going so far on this Friday night. Andrea?
Liz and Alan here at Todos Santos Plaza. It does not look like the mandate is having a lot of impact so far. At the Hop Grenade behind me, as you can see, the patio is packed, and it is the same thing indoors. And if you decide to dine outdoors, you are not required to follow the mandate. The mandate went into effect on Wednesday of this week. To enter an indoor restaurant, bar, or gym, you must now show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test taken within the last 72 hours. Some business owners had worries the mandate would keep some of their customers away, but we have seen a good crowd at Todos Santos ready to show their vaccine cards. At the Hop Grenade, they're used to checking IDs. Now it's IDs and vaccine cards.
We're treating it that way. Anytime anyone sits down, we are asking for ID and proof of vaccination. It's just one more layer. We're trying to keep it as simple as possible, but it is still challenging.
Well, since it was implemented on Wednesday, the Hop Grenade says that it hasn't noticed a drop in business at all, and the hope is it does stay that way. And so far, Callahan says the community has been really good about bringing in their vaccine cards. Now, I just talked with the owner of Lima Restaurant, which is right next door, and he says he does see an impact on his business so far. We will have that story for you coming up at 11, Liz.
All right, Andrea, thank you.
Well, the Warriors' first preseason game is less than 2 weeks away. And currently, the Dubs' second leading scorer from last year cannot enter the building. Andrew Wiggins has yet to receive his COVID vaccine under San Francisco's health order. That bars him from entering Chase Arena, let alone playing. The NBA said late this afternoon it has no plans to grant his request for a religious exemption.
Tonight, Bay Area crews are headed north to Shasta County to help battle the fast-moving Fawn Fire, which a Palo Alto woman is accused of starting. The Fawn Fire has destroyed at least 25 structures, including some homes, since it started on Wednesday. More than 9,000 buildings are threatened. The fire now covers nearly 6,000 acres and is 10% contained despite mandatory evacuations. One resident returned and found her home and belongings destroyed.
My mementos of everything gone. My mother, who's gone. I don't have that. I don't have rashes anymore. They were in the house.
Emergency crews are using tankers and helicopters to help battle the fire, including drawing water from a drought-depleted Shasta Lake.
And meteorologist Darren Peck tracking that fire as well as our air quality coming this week.
Yes, and I'll show you the detailed air quality for each part of the Bay Area coming up next visit. For right now, I want to show you the big picture just to give you an idea of what we're up against. It's not that bad in terms of the smoke. You don't even see a plume of smoke coming off the Fawn Fire today. That's an improvement, at least as far as the satellite. But on the flip side of the state, you see a lot more smoke coming off of the Windy Fire. That thing has really taken off. Look at that blue, that brown plume that just extends all the way out, clear off the coast of Santa Barbara over the Channel Islands. So if we watch those plumes of smoke, this is why we're not out of this. This takes us ahead into Sunday. And you can see we've still got that same flow of smoke, most of it coming up from the fires to the south. And for one more day at this point, the Bay Area Air Quality Management District still has us under an air quality advisory. It'll be moderate at worst, which is what it was today and what it is out there right now. So there shouldn't be a whole lot of change here. I've got some real good news for the early part of this next coming week. There's another early fall rainmaker coming to far northernmost California, but it's going to help our air quality. I'll show you how coming up in just a bit. For now, guys, back to you.
All right, well, like it. Thanks, Darren. Tonight, PG&E is responding to new criminal charges stemming from another Shasta County fire, the Zog Fire. Killed four people, destroyed hundreds of homes near Redding last September. Manslaughter is among the 31 charges prosecutors announcing today for the utility's, quote, aging equipment and for not removing the tree that sparked the fire.
PG&E had a duty to remove this tree. In fact, PG&E contractors had marked this tree as hazardous for removal in 2018, but it was never removed. Their failure was reckless and it was criminally negligent, and it resulted in the death of four people.
In a statement, PG&E denied the claim about the tree in question, saying that two trained arborists who recently inspected it determined that tree could stay. CEO Patty Pope went on to say, this was a tragedy. Four people died. But as for her team's efforts to reduce fire danger, she added, criminalizing their judgment is not right. Failing to prevent this fire is not a crime.
Testimony resumed Tuesday in the Elizabeth Holmes fraud trial in San Jose. And Len Ramirez tells us the man who used to run the Theranos lab left jurors with a lot to think about over the weekend.
Well, the former lab director at Theranos said he sent emails and met face-to-face with Elizabeth Holmes to warn her about all the problems they were having with the test machines in the labs. He says that the company went ahead with plans to launch the product anyway over his objections.
Dr. Adam Rosendorf told the jury that in his opinion, Theranos was more interested in public relations and raising money than it was in caring for patients. He said he met Elizabeth Holmes in her office in 2013 to warn her that several blood tests on the Theranos machines could not be validated just days before they were to launch in Walgreens and be used on actual patients. He said Holmes was not her normal self and seemed upset and nervous, but she moved ahead with the launch anyway.
What the government has to do here is not rely on just one whistleblower witness, but it's the number of voices coming forward warning Holmes and Bolani of the problems at Theranos that's highly relevant.
Prosecutors presented emails in which Holmes was CC'd, showing how her then-boyfriend and business partner Sonny Balwani at one point told the lab team to use Siemens blood test devices instead of their own.
This is suggestive that this was out-and-out fraud when you bait and switch the technology that you're using and purporting it to be to the public that it's yours.
Dr. Rosendorf ended up leaving the company, but before he did, he says he sent emails to himself and took home company documents in case he would ever need them in court. In San Jose, Len Ramirez, KPIX 5.
We are learning more about how Bay Area cities and counties are planning to roll out COVID booster shots. The CDC is now officially recommending a six-month Pfizer booster for seniors and long-term care residents and adults 50 to 64 who have underlying conditions. Now, younger adults with underlying conditions may also get a third shot if they want one. And so can people at occupational or institutional risks after the CDC director overruled her advisory panel to include groups such as frontline workers and inmates. Well, Santa Clara County is already giving them out, but we didn't find too many people in line rolling up their sleeves.
Well, there was a lot of mixed messaging yesterday. I do think we'll start to see an increase in demand for the boosters as people better understand the eligibility and the availability.
Santa Clara County is even offering drive-through booster shot service at the animal shelter in San Martin. Meanwhile, people in Oakland will have to wait another week. Booster shots will be available there beginning October 1st. San Francisco is preparing to roll out the boosters across its network of nearly 100 vaccination sites mapped out to put most city residents within walking distance of one. And in the past couple of hours, Sonoma County announcing that anyone eligible for a booster can schedule their shot now.
Several elderly and disabled residents protested at San Jose's housing office today. They're upset over plans to evict them from the motel they live in and convert it into permanent affordable housing. The monthly rent would be $627, but the seniors say they can't afford that. They want the city to reduce it to around $200.
COVID is still active up there and strong, and you want to throw us back up there.
I don't understand why you're like, well, sorry, too bad, can't afford the rent. Peace out, good luck.
At least they got income.
The city's housing deputy director told the group she'll try to find other options for them, but can't make any promises.
Well, California Attorney General Rob Bonta will restrict state-funded travel to Ohio starting the end of the month. It's because of a new Ohio law allowing doctors to refuse treatment to LGBTQ patients if doing so violates the doctor's religious beliefs. Taking a live look at SFO, where airlines could soon be passing notes on their no-fly lists. Delta is calling on other airlines to help create a shared database of banned passengers. The FAA has taken nearly 4,400 complaints about unruly passengers this year alone, mostly because of those mask requirements. And Delta alone says it has banned 1,600 people.
Taking a look at your top headlines, the massive migrant encampment in the Texas border town of Del Rio is now completely cleared out. For days, at least 15,000 migrants, mostly from Haiti, were packed into a tent city under a bridge. Many are seeking asylum here in the U.S. Others are being deported or processed elsewhere.
And the brutality that took place on the border against people of Haiti, men, women, and children, who have done nothing but seeking asylum, seeking a safe refuge from a country that's been turned into a hell.
This Haitian man was among hundreds of people who protested in front of San Francisco's federal building just a few hours ago over the Biden administration's handling of the situation. Investigators say the shooter who opened fire on a Memphis area supermarket was a third-party vendor for the Kroger chain and worked there daily.
Pow, 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 pow. And I mean everybody was rushed.
We need a chest seal and I need a combat clause.
Shopper Olivia King was killed in yesterday's rampage in Collierville. More than a dozen others were wounded before the 29-year-old gunman took his own life. Investigators seized evidence from his apartment but haven't said anything about a motive. Tonight, the White House is reviewing contingency plans if a spending showdown in Congress triggers a partial government shutdown on October 1st. The Democrat-controlled House passed a measure to fund the government until early December and suspend the debt limit through early next year. Senate Republicans are expected to block it. The iPhone 13 is now on sale. The new models don't reinvent the 12, but they do come with better cameras, batteries, and processing for about the same price. And deja vu for Costco customers. A retailer is once again putting purchase limits on things like paper products, bottled water, and cleaning supplies because shipping delays and trucker shortages have the supply chain backed up.
I think it's a great idea that they're putting a limit so everyone gets it, so no one is left behind.
People should just be careful and be mindful of what they do. Let's not be greedy.
Well, Costco is warning shoppers some products may temporarily go up in price due to higher transportation costs. And as for how long this rationing will last, Alan, still unclear, but Costco is actually renting its own cargo ships to help replenish supplies.
Hopefully people still have enough supply from the first time we stocked up on all that.
Learned our lesson.
All right, Liz, thanks. Back to our fire watch now. The KNP complex threatening Sequoia National Park exploded across another 8,500 acres in just 24 hours. It's now covering nearly 60 square miles since lightning sparked it 2 weeks ago, and that fire is still 0% contained. And here's what that fire and the nearby Windy Fire are doing to the sky over Los Angeles, 200 miles to the south. Look at that. Typically, it's just smog down there, right? This is smoke so thick, many people thought a new fire had erupted nearby. Back here in the Bay Area, today's air quality advisory going to last through at least tomorrow as wildfire smoke drifts our way.
A big interchange improvement project is underway in San Jose. It will reconstruct 101 at Trimble Road and De La Cruz Boulevard. It will also widen Trimble between Seaboard Avenue and Central Expressway in Santa Clara. And be prepared for possible delays into San Francisco this weekend, especially on the Bay Bridge. The westbound I-80 connector to northbound 101 will be closed from 10 tonight until 5 a.m. Monday for guardrail repairs. We posted detour information on our website, kpix.com.
A popular taqueria based in the Mission has been banned from opening a new store across town. El Feralito is looking to expand to North Beach, the Lantern. But because it already has 11 locations, the 12th, well, that would make it a chain by city standards. And North Beach doesn't allow chain restaurants.
A locally based taqueria should not be treated the same as a Starbucks. You know, our definitions are out of whack if we are putting those two in the same category.
That taqueria, to my understanding, is a very unique contribution to the mission. Why do we want to bring the mission to North Beach?
We're told El Ferralito could potentially get around that ban by changing the name, the signage, or even the menu of the new store. No word whether the owners would consider that. Well, Captain James Tiberius Kirk is headed back to space, well, actually for the first time.
TMZ reports Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is beaming up William Shatner next month on the second civilian flight of his Blue Origin ship. The 90-year-old will be the oldest person ever to go to space. No word on whether he'll dust off his old Star Trek uniform for the trip, but no doubt he will be a character.
Hopefully he doesn't have to experience the wrath of Khan.
Wow, that's deep knowledge.
All right, thanks for watching.
Who knew?